K-State takes down KU last night in part two of the Dunn Sunflower Showdown on the women's side of basketball. Eddie Greer, host of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. Yes, right on into it, another postcast edition coming at you right now. Last night, the KDs, KDs, oh man. Long day. The K-State women's basketball team, they're after a bad loss to the last place TCU team, which allowed TCU to get their first win in conference play in late February. Returns home, where they made quite some magic this year, I gotta tell you, from this team, and they rode a total of 44 points from the duo of Gabby Gregory and Serena Sundell to hold KU to its lowest point total in a single game all year long. The 63-49 defeat, or win, I should say, against KU. Not defeat, win against KU, splitting the season series against the hated Lady Jayhawks there last night in Bramlage. They've had, Jeff Mini's squad has had several big wins this year here in Bramlage this year. And they needed, I wasn't sure how they would come out. Let's be honest with you. I was not sure how they would come out last night after just dropping an absolute stinker there to the last place team who had no wins in the Big 12. You come back home. All right. Reset the brackets again. This is what the calling card is for this K-State women's basketball team all season long. And Serena Sundell led the way here, playing with a brace on her left knee, put up, this is one of her top performances. I feel like I've been saying this now, lady, for the last several weeks on this podcast. 24 points to lead the Cats and pretty much lead all scores in this game. 8 of 10 for the field. Didn't, if my memory is correct here, did not attempt a three-point shot from the field. Yep, that's right. No attempts from downtown there. 8 of 10 from the field. She was aggressive all night long. 24-5. Add 7 assists on with that as well. It seemed like she's been driving to the glass as of late, being aggressive. Even with a brace on her knee last night, she's still right there in the middle of things, mixing it up, going right to the hoop, being aggressive, close to the basket, and scoring those easy and sometimes harder buckets as well. On the other side of that, Gabby Gregory with 20 points on the night last night, 4 rebounds, 8 of 21 from the field. Shot only 3 of 10 from downtown, 30% there in this game. But Jeff Mini talked about in his post-game presser, the importance of slowing down Tyana Jackson. In the first matchup against these two teams in Lawrence, Jackson scored 21. That was not a game high there. I can't remember who scored 26 at that time. I have to go back and look. I know Mayberry was in double digits. I believe Schramm was also in double, scored at 26 points in Lawrence. But they turned it around. Sarah Samasti, as much crap as I've given her with not being an inconsistent offensive liability, she definitely has, flipping on the script side, she's in the lineup because of her defense. And Jeff Mini talked about that last night, saying that we want to control Jackson, and that's what Sarah Samasti did. Yes, she did not score anything for, I believe, the second consecutive game in a row. Had 5 rebounds and 3 assists there in the game. But yeah, it was over 3 from the field. All of those attempts were 3-point attempts from downtown. Did not connect on any of them, but her defense, along with a couple of bench players here at K-State, Heavenly Greer, who added 4 points. Again, that's no relation at all. I mean, Eliza Maupin, coming off that double-double game against TCU, had no points in this game, but had 5 rebounds. Going along with Emily Ebert, 18 minutes, 4 points, 2 rebounds, and an assist for her in the game there. And the other solid all night long. Got to give them credits due there. Holding, let's see here if I can pull it back up, KU to only 31% shooting from the field, 21% from downtown in this basketball game here as well here, defensively as well. Let's see. In the 45 points last night, going back to the top of my notes here, were the fewest points that K-State has allowed in the series, going all the way back to February 2012 when they held KU to 43 points in that battle there. This was the fourth time in 20 meetings that in the Jeff Meade era that K-State has surrendered 50 or less points to Jayhawks. So they didn't hold them to 50 in Lawrence, but there's a good possibility. I mean, you didn't know the outcome because of you coming off of a lowest loss of the year to TCU, how this club's going to respond back. And every time it seems like we doubted this team, they hit us back with a big performance in Bramlage, and they did it again. It seems like last week, coming off of a road loss, they beat Baylor, they creamed Baylor, and now they manhandle KU as well. It's becoming a season of what-ifs for this team. Again, I wish Ilkley was on the floor. Again, healthy, you want her 100% healthy. Having her on the floor, you know, with all these missed opportunities, you wonder if, right? Of course, you have that inside-outside threat with Gabby Gregory out there as well. You can't guard, you can't double-team everybody there as well. So, I don't know. Speaking with three games left to go, I hate it. But it is what it is at this point. And this is what this K-State women's basketball team has shown us here in the 2022-23 campaign. It was such a promise, a non-con. Obviously, highlighted by the win of top five ranked opponent Iowa coming in here and beating them by 1 point there. You're thinking, okay, you can beat with anybody. If K-State is on that game, this and saying the same thing, copy and paste with the men's basketball team, right? If they can play their type of game and be on their A game, K-State is going to be tough to beat. There's just no question about that. But it's the but this year's the inconsistencies this year is this team not coming up with showing enough fight. If it's not that or coming out of the block slow, or not responding to adjustments, getting other players involved. And K-State has done a nice job of getting other players involved outside of the 1-2 tandem of Gregory and Sundell. We have Jalen Glenn, who's been outstanding all year long. Briley Glenn had 24 points against Tech a few weeks back. She can pull one of those. And your bench play has been up and down as well. But you're getting consistent minutes from Ebert. Eliza Maupin can hit a double-double every once in 10 tries there as well. And Heavenly Greer can come up big minutes and can score the basketball inside as well. Got a little height to her as well. So it's a matter of what if for this team. When you look at it here, as they bump up their Big 12 record, the 5-10 now, 16-12 overall, as we're closing in on the end of a regular season for the Cats here. Serena Sundell here. Let's see, I had a note on her. I took something out. Here, let's see if I can find it. Yeah, Serena Sundell continues to start all K-State games. Last night was her 61st game starting. There, Jalen Glenn, 57th career start. And let's see, Briley Glenn, 52nd career start for K-State as well. And you throw in Gabby Gregory here, 70th career start last night. And obviously in game 24 here at her K-State shortened career here as well. So and I'm going to finish it off with Sarah Samasti, also along with Gregory with a 24th start. As well, the Cats did lead by 4 at the break. It was 26-22 there as well. And under head coach Jeff Meade here, which is an impressive stat here, to kind of close it out here. Let's see. After halftime, I had it in front of me. There we go. 126-16 when K-State leads at the half right there. And Sundell reaches double figures in points for the 19th time this year. 38th in her K-State career. So, man, Serena Sundell continues, despite what's going on in her left knee. I might be wrong. A 50-50 shot, right? But still, she had a brace on her knee there, so that was kind of worrisome there. I've not seen that all year long until last night, having her seen play with that. But even with that brace on, she was putting on the KU defense last night, so scored a game-high 24 points last night, 8-10 from the field in a rout of KU last night there, 63-45 in a 22-point win. The defense was on point last night there as well. And I'm going to take Jeff Minihier's first quote here to wrap up this postcast. It's a postcast edition of the Pro Project Podcast. The ladies respond big by blowing out rival KU last night in Bramlett, 63-45. From Coach Jeff Mini, quote, "I think it is a big one. I'm proud of them for bouncing back. We were not happy with how we played. You know, I'm not happy about being on this roller coaster." that's a good way to put it. Roller coaster. We're two up and down, but I do think from an overall standpoint, we're continuing to prove. We got effort from a lot of people tonight, so I'm really pleased with the way we played tonight. End quote there as well. Yep, it's definitely a roller coaster. I give you that, Jeff Mini. That's for sure. They're on that. I mean, look, I mentioned this in the middle of this postcast tonight that, you know, look, there's a lot of missed opportunities left out there. TCU is one of them, obviously. West Virginia is another one as well. And it's really a toss-up to this point. And I kind of closed the book on this team after having high hopes of this team going back. Making it to the NCAA tournament, and now you gotta try to win out. In my opinion, and that might be a little too much to ask. But at this point of the regular season, you gotta do what you gotta do. Three games left for the women, as do the men as well. K-State has to go to Morgantown late on Saturday afternoon, 5 o'clock tip. They're in West Virginia, 6-10, not 6-10, 16-10 overall this year. As well, and then you have one home game left. You have two on the road. Then you got to go back to Norman next week, next Wednesday. Oklahoma's ranked 13th, where you got beat down at home. I was there for that. That train wreck there of K-State. And then you have to finish up. Unlike the men, you got to finish up with two ranked opponents. Texas comes back to Manhattan to wrap up the regular season as well. And Texas, oh, by the way, I think they're still leading the conference, which they are. They are tied for Oklahoma right now, on top of the conference right now. They have Oklahoma State. They are sitting by themselves two games back. And Iowa State's been trending the wrong direction as of late as well. They have dropped all the way to fourth as well. And there's Lonely K-State there, tied for eighth right now. And looks like they're playing in the first day of the tournament. Things stay where they are right now. They're tied with Texas Tech right now, 5-10 in the conference there as well. So again, and other than TCU, all the teams up here, 1-9, have at least 15 points. Actually, let me check that. 16 points. Man, I cannot talk tonight. 16 wins or better. So at least K-State has that in their pocket here. We'll see. And if I'm K-State, moving forward here, you got to win this game. Again, you had an opportunity to beat West Virginia very early in the year. You didn't do that at Bramlett, so now you got to go on the road and try to duplicate, to try to stem the tide, to change the tide a little bit there. And you have two ranked opponents back-to-back to close out your regular season. So I'm in a disagreement with my coach Alex Aiden there on that, with the way that this season is going. This is going with the roller coaster that Jeff Mann and his staff and his team has been on. You hope you don't lose the last two games of the season, really the last three. You want to try the best case scenario for this team. I'm going to still be optimistic. The optimistic one on this podcast is to go 2-1. And maybe you get an upset of Texas at home because, you know, K-State plays way better at home than you do at home on the road. We established that this year on this podcast. But a big win on your rival against your rival, KU, in the Dillon Sunflower Showdown. You demolished them by 22. Next up for Gabby Gregory and Serena Sundell and company, West Virginia, late Saturday afternoon. The Pro Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast, folks. If you're new to the Pro Project Podcast, you're just listening for the first time, welcome on board to the podcast. Hope you like what you're hearing. If you do, hit that subscribe button, and that way you'll stay up to date with the latest of K-State sports right here in Manhattan, Kansas. Feel free to go back and listen to the recent weekly, supposed to early last week, and we got something in store either this upcoming weekly or next week, depending on what the card falls there. Stay tuned on that, and go feel free to listen to the dailies That's been posted this week. Go back and check out the dailies from last week as well. But K-State now, the women's basketball team, 16-12 now on the 2022-23 season after taking out KU. Eddie Greer, host of the Pearl Project podcast, all things K-State. Go Cats.